Dr. Elena Papamichael. I'm here for the Pedagogical Institute of Cyprus, which belongs to the Ministry of Education and Culture in Cyprus.
Now, you've been involved in the development of this pilot project and the work, particularly in Cyprus. What has your main focus been?
It's been mainly to provide teachers of health education in primary schools with the opportunity to experience the training themselves. So in these trainings, they have the opportunity to do the activities that we've developed with the other partners and experience firsthand what it's like to actually deal and touch upon these issues, which are quite sensitive, first themselves, and then to consider ways to do it in their classrooms as well.
Is this kind of education already done in Cyprus, or is this something rather new, looking at controversial issues?
No, this is brand new, even though indirectly controversial issues have always been in the new health education curriculum, but that's new in itself as well. It's only the fourth year that we're implementing health education curriculum. So even though you can see where the controversial issues fit, they weren't there in, you know, bright red letters to begin with. But there are many ways to see how they can be touched upon in health education through the trainings now. So it's a great opportunity to actually be able to show teachers how to do it and where they can find the spots to implement.
What kind of controversial issues are there in health education?
Well, health education in Cyprus is defined in the broad World Health Organization way. So when we're talking about health education, we're talking about sexual health, physical health, emotional health, but also about food and also about rights and intercultural education, racism, all sorts of aspects of health. So controversial issues of all kinds can be implemented through the health education curriculum.
How important has it been to you that you're part of a bigger team, if you like, working on these issues from several different countries, different backgrounds?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm loving it as Elena, but also in terms of being a health education advisor from the ministry included in this group, it's really good because it gives me the place from which I can go back and take some suggestions that will be taken not seriously, but in a more direct way. So the message goes back in a clearer way if it's coming from a bigger group on a European level.
With the support of the Council of Europe, of course.
Yes, of course, definitely. Cyprus has always been involved in Council of Europe projects, but being in a project on such a big and hot topic that's done by the Council of Europe makes it even easier for us to do the trainings and take the messages we want home.
So for you personally, it's been quite an experience.
Yes, it's been great. And I think you give as much as you get, which also makes it more worth the effort because you feel like you're part of a team on an equal basis with other countries, even though other countries have had more experience or less experience on teaching controversial issues. It's been great to feel that you can give as much as you can get, regardless of the status of your own country on this matter.